If I could get everybody's attention, please. We are ready to start, so I want to thank you for joining us this morning and welcome you to City Hall as we're making our big announcement. It's my pleasure to serve as MC, and be sure to grab a glass of water or a coffee as we go through this. I do want to take a minute to recognize some of our legislators. John Sullivan, our state senator, is here with us today. We have Michael Rasmussen for Senator Kirk's office. Carol Myrna for Congressman Schock. And Robin Sievers representing Noreen Hammond. Thank you. State Representative Noreen Hammond. As Executive Director of Macomb Area Economic Development, MADECO, we're dedicated to business retention and expansion, as well as attraction of quality jobs for our community and region. It's because of that that we're here today for this announcement. It started back in July of last year that Mary Inman and I have been working quite closely, if you will, on a significant economic development project that we have dubbed, for confidentiality reasons, Project Scotch. You can think of what you like. At this time, I do want to introduce Mr. Camo. He's president of NTN Bauer. Mr. Camo will explain to you why we've called this press conference today, if you'd help me in welcoming Mr. Camo to the podium.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank
you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to attend this press release about NTN Bauer's business expansion and new plant construction. And also, I'm very pleased to be here to thank the state of Illinois, the city of Macomb, and the neighbor cities and towns for understanding and cooperation in our production activities and our business. To begin with, we at NTN Bauer decided to expand our business here in Macomb, Illinois. I would like to announce that we will launch a new plant on the east side of the existing plant and invite our $100 million to increase our total production output. The new plant will be about 200,000 square feet and create 80 permanent full-time jobs. Additional production lines for taper and roller bearings will also be purchased and installed in the new plant. We also strive to have a better and safer working environment for our employees. We have been working on installing mist collectors and an air conditioning system at the existing plant. Of course, the new plant was designed and will be constructed with consideration for the safety and wellness of every employee. NTN Bauer was formed by a joint venture between Federal Mogul Corporation and NTN Corporation in 1985. NTN Bauer became fully owned by NTN Corporation in 1987. NTN Bauer manufactures a variety of bearings such as roller and taper for the construction machinery, agricultural machinery, automotive, and machine tool industries. working for the good of the local community is one of NTN Bawa's corporate policies. We are willing to do good for the local and the neighbor communities more than ever before. We Bawa would like to take root and expand our business more here in Macomb. Our goal as a business entity is to utilize Bawa's brand name and the geographical advantage of our plant being located very close to our major customers, and then become the premier manufacturing plant for the industrial business in North America. We want to grow up together with the city of Macomb and the neighbor cities and towns. In addition, to deepen our friendship with the community, we would like to throw some events that everybody can enjoy. We are aiming to become a company that brings happiness to people in Macomb and the neighbor cities and towns. In conclusion, I would like to thank Mr. David Vogt, director from Illinois DCEO, Macomb's mayor, Mr. Mike Inman, and Ms. Kim Pierce, the executive director of the medical, for their big help with our business expansion. Thank you very much for attending our press release. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Camo. We definitely appreciate that announcement. Thank you. As MADECO works to grow the economic base in Macomb and McDonough County, we obviously appreciate the support we receive from the state of Illinois. Their team that was pulled together to assist us through that has been very open and available to us at all times and act very quickly as we move through this process. We had to work on specific time frames. So I'd like to take an opportunity to announce Acting Director David Vogt as our next speaker, and commend him on his team DCEO and all their assistance that they've helped through this. David Vogt.
I'm very pleased to be here. Governor Quinn asked that I come over to help you celebrate this great accomplishment that was accomplished by people working together. And it's good to be here with Senator John Sullivan. He's a very effective advocate, one of the most effective in Springfield. And I know that he and many of you, the mayor and others, have worked together with Mr. Camo and NTN Bauer to bring this about. This is not accomplished by any one person doing one thing. This is accomplished by teamwork. And working together is the way we get things done in Illinois. So we're very proud to have participated, you know, with a little over $1.4 million in grants to help you on your transportation enhancements here to make this work much better. And we'll continue to do all we can to help. I just really want to make two quick points that I think need some emphasis. We work very closely in Illinois with investors all over the world and with companies all over the world, and we export all over the world. Our exports in Illinois have been among the fastest growing in the country coming out of the recession. They've led us out of the recession, and exports in Illinois are greater than they were before the recession began. So this relationship with international companies, whether it's exporting or them investing here, is hugely important to the state's economy, not just here in Macomb, but over the state. Just for example, Japanese companies in Illinois. We have 352 Japanese companies in Illinois today. throughout our state. Indian Bower is one of those. They are in 1,026 locations in our state, and they employ 50,701 workers today. You know, that tells you very much about these location advantages that Mr. Camo related, about the strength of our business climate, about the strength of our educated and very talented workforce that many people comment on when these projects are undertaken. Education is hugely important in our state, and it's paying dividends to us because we've done a good job over the years in doing that. So I just want to make that point as well. I want to hold up one other magazine to make one other point. This is the winner 2012 magazine of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, the Illinois Manufacturer. And it addresses a misconception in the president's column in the magazine. You know, there's this misconception that the Midwest is the Rust Belt and that manufacturing jobs are going somewhere. They're not here. Well, that may have been true a few years ago, but it's not true today. And as the president of the Manufacturers Association points out in his column here, in 2011, Illinois gained 12,000 manufacturing jobs. We are growing manufacturing jobs in Illinois, just like these that are being announced today, that will add to that total. And while the country added 50,000 manufacturing jobs in 2011, Illinois added 12,000 of them. One-fourth of the total manufacturing jobs gained in our country were gained here in our state coming out of the recession. And I think that positive message is one that we need to keep repeating. With the work you're doing, with the work NTN Bower is doing, we can continue to strengthen our Illinois economy here in the Midwest to the benefit of everyone, because we can compete in the world. If you took Illinois and looked at it as a country, we'd have the 18th largest economy in the world. And that's why companies want to come here and do business. So I'm pleased to be here with Mr. Camo. I really appreciate his remarks. I very much appreciate the work all of you have done in teamwork to make this happen. And we're going to keep doing good things in Illinois. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director Vaught. Our next speaker really doesn't need an introduction. However, I do want to tell you a quick anecdotal story, and so bear with me. As I indicated earlier, we had started working on this project back in July and really didn't know what direction it was going to take for several weeks, a couple months after that. The mayor and I actually had the opportunity to be at a meeting together up at Aurelio's for our bi-monthly transportation meeting. And by happenstance, I actually received a call that morning from Vice President of Manufacturing, Jim Riggs, to tell us that the project was definitely moving forward for Macomb and that we would see this huge capital investment as well as jobs created here. So I knew I needed to tell the mayor. I was on my cell phone, actually, when that came through. So I grabbed him at the back entrance of Aurelio's and you know, confidentiality and, you know, the project Scotch name so no one knows who it is and blah, blah, blah. So we high-fived back there, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, so excited, all this. And we turned around and saw that we were being watched by an entire group of state troopers that were in there having their lunch. And Mike is a retired state trooper, so the look on their face was, what is going on? And I kind of knew then that the mayor was going to be a good guy to work with and enjoy my simple outbursts here and there, which there have been several. So with that, I do want to have you help me welcome the Honorable Mayor Mike Inman to the podium. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We just want to thank you all for joining us here this morning. We are so very grateful, Mr. Camo, to you and the management team at NTN Bower for their decision and foresight to expand NTN Bower's operation here and to invest over $100 million in Macomb. For nearly 50 years, NTN Bower has been a vibrant part of this community, and we are grateful for that as well. We are also grateful and proud that Macomb and the surrounding communities have been and will continue to be able to provide NTN Bower and other employers in our community with a highly skilled and dedicated workforce that has made NTN Bower a leading manufacturer of roller bearings in the world. I want to thank you personally, and I'd also like to thank the staff at NTN Bower. We have Mr. C.J. Takahashi here, who is the Vice President and Treasurer, And we also are, unfortunately, without Mr. Jim Riggs. As Kim mentioned, Jim is the Vice President of Manufacturing at NTN. He's unable to be with us today. And as Kim mentioned, during our first few meetings together back in July about this project, President Kaimo, CJ, and Jim have been great about affirming NTN Bauer's desire to be an outstanding corporate citizen and to partner with the City of Macomb. I also want to extend our appreciation to Acting Director Vaught from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. As Kim mentioned, DCO's assistance in securing grant funding for infrastructure improvements on Bauer Road and its intersection with Jackson Street, also US 136 here in town, were very important to this project. Mr. Ben Denny and Mr. Dave Gobin, DCO folks and staff down in Springfield, they're not with us today. But they, along with our partners and good friends from the Illinois Department of Transportation, Mr. Joe Crow, Mr. Tony Sassine, who's here with us, their assistance in securing IDOT economic development grant funding for this project, along with community development assistance program funding to facilitate this infrastructure improvements, as I said, was vital to NTN's expansion project. As it relates to that CDAP grant application process, I want to thank Ms. Shannon Duncan and Ms. Susan Nash and the staff of the Western Illinois Regional Council, along with the City of Macomb's Community Development Director, Mr. Ed Bosch, for their hard work and assistance in putting that successful grant application together. I also want to acknowledge the efforts of Kim, Ms. Pierce from MADECO. I'm certain that if Jim Riggs were here, he would agree with me that Kim has been tenacious, even relentless in her pursuit of seeing this project through to this point. I believe maybe even the term stalking was used on more than one occasion. And I want to assure you it's been my pleasure to have partnered with Kim as we pursued this project and bringing it to Macomb. What a great success story this expansion project is, especially given the national economic situation. A direct $100 million investment, job creation in the construction and in the trades industry, and a long-term commitment to manufacturing jobs. Wow. Wow. With NTN's Bauer's nearly 50-year history in Macomb and the adding of an additional manufacturing capacity and nearly 100 good-paying manufacturing jobs, this project brings to Macomb and the surrounding area, we believe, this makes a statement that NTN Bauer plans to continue to be a vibrant part of the Macomb area for at least maybe another 100 years. We are looking forward to that prospect. Again, thank you, NTN Bauer, and thanks to all of you for coming here this morning to share in this good news for Macomb and the surrounding area. It is great to be able to say that thanks to so many good working people and the fact that they've all worked together, good things are happening here in Macomb. Thank you very much.
If I could, just a few final comments before we conclude today. We know that our strong work ethic, our strong Midwestern values, and our strong proximity to markets were all crucial selling points as NTN made their decision to expand in Macomb, Illinois. We believe this is truly a historic moment for us. As the mayor said, $100 million direct investment in manufacturing and a minimum of 80 full-time jobs over the next 12 months is wonderful. But let me remind you of something. NTN has been and is still an outstanding corporate citizen for us. They moved their corporate headquarters here in 1994. They expanded their operations again in 99, adding 110,000 square foot to their footprint. And again, they expanded in 2005, putting an additional 292,000 square feet in their plant manufacturing facility. After today's announcement with the additional 200,000 square feet, you will have over 1 million square feet under one roof at the campus of NTN Bauer. That is phenomenal for a community of our size. So again, if we could applaud the NTN Bauer folks here for their commitment to our community and region. I would encourage everyone to grab a cup and a hat that's back there with NTN Bauer's logo. We have plenty of bottled water. If you hadn't noticed already, it is a commemorative bottle of water that we're very proud of. So take one, share it. And if you have any questions, please stay around and visit with us. And thank you again for sharing your morning with us for this great moment for Macomb history.